The new municipal chief executive for Adentan, Benjamin Angenu, has begun a familiarization tour of the municipality to interact with the chiefs and elders and also inspect some projects. Radio Ghana's Natra Soa, who was with the MCE, says the tour took the team to Otano, Ngmaijom, Adaman and Ashalibutri communities. The chiefs hoped that major infrastructural projects will commence as soon as possible to reduce the hardships they are facing in their communities. They asked the MCE not to hesitate to consult them when the need arises. Ms. Angeta noted that as a development-oriented person, he will ensure that the municipality is given a facelift and priority will be given to all projects which were stalled due to the absence of an MCE. Ms. Angeta urged the people to assist in solving the problems facing the municipality.
There is a need for me to go around to know our chiefs and to officially introduce myself to them, because they are partners in development and they are directly involved with the people down there, and so they know what they really need. Sometimes leaders, we think to believe that we know what they need and then we decide for them, but sometimes it is not what they need. So there is a need for you to go down and then ask their views as to what are their needs, especially the urgent ones, for us to see how best we tackle them.
What new thing are you doing on board for the municipality to improve, that they would say they are lagging behind some developmental projects? So what would you like to bring on board?
Now, it is true that we have lagged behind because of the delay in having a chief executive. Some of our rules are too bad. So those ones are the urgent ones that we need to tackle as early as possible. Now, if you had the opportunity to be with us in the evenings, you realize that almost everywhere is that. Now, we have agreed that even the number of street lights that was projected for us to get, we have increased it because of the darkness that we experience at night, even when there's light. So in security-wise, we want to enhance that aspect. Since Monday, I've been looking around. There are certain communities that don't really have school, that children walk for some distance before getting to the nearer place that they can access education. We are looking at that. I have met some opinion leaders who are even willing to get us on a piece of land to be able to put up those things for them.
So what would be your relationship, you being in high office and the grassroots?
I consider myself to be a grassroots man, so they know me. Even though I have purpose in my mind that I will not let the office be a party office, I cannot also divorce them from my activities.